with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It was a fiery fourth debate between the Republicans who would be president. Four GOP candidates, Christie and DeSantis, Haley and Ramaswamy, shared the stage last night in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley took the brunt of the attacks in Wednesday night's GOP presidential debate in Alabama. Haley has recently gotten more interest from donors and voters. Aside from former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, the field did not take aim at former President Donald Trump, who again skipped the event.
And that's correspondent Norman Hall. Bound and determined to bolster American border security, Senate Republicans are blocking a Democratic bill for billions more in U.S. military aid for Ukraine and Israel.
By a vote of 49 to 51, the Senate failed to give Majority Leader Schumer's bill the two-thirds majority it would have needed to advance. The measure was doomed by a major flare-up this week as senators were being briefed on the crisis in Ukraine and a heated argument broke out over U.S. border policy. Some Republicans are now demanding that the bill be coupled not only with more funding, but also with meaningful border policy reforms. The disagreement is likely to lead to new versions of an aid bill in coming days. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Also at SRNNews.com, a deadly shooting on the campus of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Three people killed, a fourth in critical but stable condition. The gunman killed by police in a shootout. Sources tell the AP the attacker was a professor who had tried unsuccessfully to get a job at the school. All V-22 Osprey aircraft being grounded by the U.S. military. It comes a week after all service members on board an Osprey died in a crash off the coast of Japan. A preliminary investigation pointing to mechanical failure as the cause. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 73 points. This is SRN News. Some university presidents have an interesting concept of free speech.
It made headlines this week when the heads of Harvard, MIT, and Penn appeared before Congress and stated that if a student called for the murder of all Jews, that would be protected speech and would not be punished by their schools. The irony is the cavalcade of lawsuits filed against America's universities every year on behalf of Christian students who are punished for such statements as homosexuality is a sin or a man cannot become a woman. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new guide from the Department of Homeland Security aims to help churches, synagogues, mosques, and other houses of worship protect themselves during heightened tensions in faith-based communities across the country. An arm of the department called the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency is out with a 16-page document aimed at providing usable information that's not too technical. This is SRN News. As the Israel-Hamas war rages, eyewitness accounts of the heinous acts committed by Hamas-led terrorists have been brought to light. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
The media front in the war between Israel and the Iranian proxy Hamas has taken a turn after the terrorist organization's sadistic use of sexual torture became known. Atrocities carried out by Hamas during the October 7th invasion of Israeli border communities near Gaza was the initial attention getter. People learned of the deaths of more than 1,200 Jews and others. That soon gave way to a global focus on humanitarian aid for the Palestinians. But when torture and the weaponization of deviant sexual torture became known, interest around the globe peaked in the horror of the disclosures. Reported were starvation, beatings, rape, burning identifications into children's arms with hot exhaust pipes. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
SRNNews.com.